Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
It is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
We're going to call this brother right here, and y'all let me know after the prank what you think. Your wife is fine as hell. Come on, Kat.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Daryl.
Yeah, this is Daryl. Who is this?
Hey, Daryl, how you doing? My name is Alonzo, man. I work for a liquor distributing company. I do liquor distribution. How you doing today?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good, man. What can I do for you?
Hey, we're putting together a big event, man, with vodka, and they're throwing a huge pool party. And like I say, I'm in the liquor business, man. I've been doing it for quite some years now, and you know we're always trying to do different type of publicity and really get the hype up. And what we're trying to do, man, is really get people to come out to this fashion party because it's the first quarter of 2020. We want it to be a one to remember. And I know.
Are you trying to invite me out there?
No. I go to the bank. I go to the bank where your wife works at, Kendra.
And?
Okay. What we're trying to do is have, I mean, we want our flyer and / poster to be something really, really memorable, something that's going to really draw people in. And, you know, have this thing is going to be all over social media, the whole nine yards. So we're trying to see, a buddy of mine told me that he kind of knew of you or had a number on you. And I was like, cool, let me reach out to him. He told me you were Kendra's husband. So I want
I am a husband, so I don't understand what my wife's got to do with this whole thing.
Okay, what I'm trying to do is see if you're cool with Kendra being on our flyer, man. I mean, because your wife is fine as so we want to put her on the flyer.
What you mean my wife is fine as what you mean? What, you going to call me up and talk about my wife, man? What the is wrong with you?
Brother, it's a respect thing, dog. I'm giving you props. It's props, man. Giving you props.
Spit out what you need, man, because it don't sound right.
Dude, we're trying to get your wife. We want to get her through a photo shoot. In a bikini, so we can put it.
Whoa, hell no! You ain't using my wife in no bikini to put on no flyer. You out your damn mind? That's my wife, man. Respect me.
Hold on, man. Why are you tripping like this, bro?
My wife. My wife ain't gonna be in no flyer for no party, man. What the you think this is? What the wrong with you?
Okay, bro. You know what, man? I tried to call you and get you the respect. I mean, I
it don't sound like it.
I didn't call for no argument. I just talked to Kendra when I go to the bank tomorrow and see if she want
to
do it.
You going to go to my wife's job at the bank? That's what you going to do? Okay.
I'm just
I'll be there too, and I'll make a deposit with my foot in your ass. Go ahead.
Okay, hold on, man. We paying $5,000 for the photo session. Okay?
I don't care what the you paying. No amount of money's gonna let me put my wife, the mother of my children, on no poster in no bikini. I don't care how much you paying. Kiss my ass before I let you do that.
Okay, bro. Okay. So, listen, Darryl, I ain't gonna really go back and forth with you, man. I was calling you trying to be a man.
I feel the same way.
Okay, well, I'm trying to be man-to-man with you and just, you know, throw the opportunity at you. Now you're throwing it back at me with disrespect.
I mean, I would show anything for my wife to be a thought? No, I don't want none of that.
Okay, man. No, your wife's fine as hell. People are.
No, you need to quit telling me how fine my wife is.
Okay.
Who the f*** gave you my phone number in the first place?
Evidently, that's all null and void at this point, all right? That don't even matter at this point. The issue on the table is I want to take some pictures of Ken.
Let me know when you plan on going to my wife's job at the bank. Let me know when you're going to bring your black down there so I can be there, okay? Nobody calls another brother up talking about how fine his wife is, okay? I told you no. Now, you should have just stopped right there. But you're going to keep on talking about my wife.
Okay, so let me say this, dog. Tommy is the one that said your wife was fine as hell. That's the one that brought all this to our attention at the meeting. Tommy is the one that said your wife was fine as hell, dog.
Tommy? Who the f*** is Tommy?
Tommy said your wife is fine as hell.
Tommy can get his whooped too. Who is Tommy?
Don't you take your wife to work in the morning?
Let me know when you're going to bring your black down there.
Okay. And? Now, what y'all be listening to on the way to work? What radio station y'all be listening to?
We be listening to... You was about to get your ass whooped.
Hey, man, your wife Kendra got me to prank you, bro.
Wait till I see. My wife ain't no good, man. See this? I got my blood pressure up.
Oh, man. She told me, she said, we listen to y'all every morning on the way to work. He drops me off and he goes to work. She said, Tommy, you've got to get it. I said, well, you got to let me know. What do he love the most? She said, me.
That's right. I don't know about that right now after this call. Yeah, we love you, man.
Oh, man. We love you back, baby. Keep listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Tell me this, bro. What is the baddest radio show in the land, man? What is it, Darryl?
It's Steve Harvey with Nephew Tommy.
Boy,
what? Come on, right there,
man.
But that's the job, y'all. The job is to play too much. The job is to push it to the limit. What?
The what?
Your wife is fine as hell, dog. What?
What'd
what?
You say the job.
The job. It's the job. It's part of the job. Come on,
right.
Okay, it's part of the job. Mm-hmm. That's me.
Okay,
that's the nephew holding it down. As long as I'm being stupid, that check keep coming.
Forever.
All right, then. The king of pranks, it's that week. I've been talking about it for a minute. Milwaukee, it is that time. MLK weekend is on the way. And the nephew will be in Milwaukee at the Improv. Tickets on sale right now. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, baby. The nephew is coming to town. They ain't never been there before. Come see me. I'm going to be dressed fly and funny, because that's the most important part. All right? Tickets on sale right now. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yeah. And my grandmama said, if you just make it, if I can just make it through January and February, I can march on through to April and May. Won't they do it?
I love that. I love it.
May.
All right, nephew. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.